Most people believe their happiness is linked to their success. But do the two really go hand in hand? Or is happiness something altogether more down to earth? Ian Lynch from The Happiness Project believes that most people are less materialistic than they might think they are.
Most people, myself included, so I thought about it, thought success was trappings and to be seen by everybody else, to have all these kind of things. And yet when we start to look at it, the papers are littered with unhappy so-called successful people who, as far as they're concerned, are actually failures.
And why do you think that is? Why don't the two automatically come together?
Because success was chased after without actually having the conversation as what is successful for themselves. I would be surprised if very many people have that conversation because it's not the normal thing. It's just such a powerful question to ask yourself. What is success? What really is success? And then ask, what really, really is success for me? Because we are shown all these gorgeous shots of people living in fancy houses and things, and we're led to believe that is success. But unless you really are feeling it, you'll always want more because the next door neighbour's got two swimming pools and they're both indoors. And you haven't. You've still got one of those outdoor swimming pools, you know. However, if we were just content to have time to ourselves to be able to take the kids to school, that's what we wanted. That's real success. So success is individualistic and it really is born out of what makes us happy. If we're in that state, we are successful.
Presumably, though, the two aren't mutually exclusive. I mean, just because I want my indoor and outdoor swimming pool plus my tennis courts doesn't mean that I can't be happy when I get those.
No, of course not. Being happy is about literally being happy. It's about joy. And then joy leads on to satisfaction and pleasure that we can enjoy even more because we're not actually going at it that we need to have the swimming pool. You know, if we're happy with ourselves, if we're successful just by being alive effectively, or, you know, we've got our kids and whatever it is, because it is individualistic, our interpretation of success, then we have fun with it, you see, then, because we don't need it. We can just really enjoy it.
So it's really about knowing what you want for your happiness and your success rather than what the media thinks we should want.
Yeah, or pressure from family, what your parents thought you ought to have. It's a thing that can be very deep in our psyche. We are chasing, without necessarily realising it, a stereotype of what is success or somebody else's dream of success rather than going inside and feeling it out for ourselves.
So how do we work that one out then?
We need to sit with ourselves. We really do. We need to spend some time with ourselves and think about it and feel it. And write it down. Be creative around what is success. Try things out. Have some vision what your life might look like. But go deep. We found that when we've run success seminars, people invariably begin with, well, it's the promotion. I'll be successful when. And all these things are kind of time related or when we've got something rather than, you know, actually being in the moment. Normally, at the end of a 3-day seminar, it is success is taking my kids to school. Success is actually making time to play golf. I haven't done it anymore. I'm so busy. So success can come from just taking a pit stop. Stop for a moment. So then you can see where on earth you're going. You know, it's like looking at the map. You know, is that map really our map? In fact, are we in the right country? And then when we found out that if it is our map, then we can start to, you know, really start to feel successful.
Do you think often we lose sight of that because we're actually trying to avoid being with ourselves a bit? Or do we just lose sight of it because we get swept along by everything else?
Can be either. Can be a bit of both, of course. Invariably, busyness can look good. It's often said, you know, if you want to look like you're doing something, walk around with a piece of paper and people in the office won't stop you. They're thinking, you know, oh, he must be doing something. So busyness can be avoidance, of course. It can be just literally we're taking on too much. And at some level, it is kind of avoidance. It's often a sign to take it easy. People who are rushed around are normally quite stressed. If you take a step back, you can look. One, you can start to look at what I could delegate, practical basis of this. And two, you know, what am I really doing here? Literally, you know, what am I chasing after? What, you know, why am I chasing after it? Is it my dream again? And what we found is that more and more organisations are realising that by having these conversations with their staff, because we're all people, corporations are only people, then they are going to be more successful because they know what they want to achieve. And it isn't just about profits and shares and dividends. If, you know, the company's going to collapse because no one wants to work there and you know, bad attitudes. Involving everybody on their own success journey, you're going to have a successful company because people are achieving what they want to do.
That's Ian Lynch.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.